Sounds too right. And beginning a visit with Cookie this Monday afternoon with the first fine rain on the rye in 2 months and the oats. This November 72. Channel 2 right, beginning to visit with Cookie, all by himself, nobody here, dark, overcast, and been raining to Cookie this Monday, the 6th of November, 72. Channel 2 right, and beginning to visit with Cookie, late this Monday afternoon, 6th of November, 72.
Anybody home?
Yes, sir.
Down.
I heard you coming up and I didn't recognize it. I heard that muffler, I guess.
Yeah, man. It's been dampish all day.
I believe the drought is broken.
I think so. Hope so.
It took a long time, didn't it?
Yeah, man. How long have you been since we've had any rain to speak of? 2 months?
Yeah. I could look it up, but it's been 2 months. You see, one thing out here, you see, they don't grade it much, and there's a whole lot of grass. And dry weather, if you've got grass, it'll hold better than if it's way down.
Yeah.
Of course, that's not the ideal. You want to keep it down because it tastes better that way.
It stays tender if you keep it down.
Yeah, they can eat it. I don't think this other don't do them much good when it gets up like that. Don't do them any good. Hadn't sat down all day. This first time. Now you wouldn't think so, would you?
I mean, you've been on your feet all day. Go.
Going in a nervous sort of way. I don't mind going if I can set my pace. Just nervous. Whew. That's a nice crew you had out here yesterday, Cookie.
Oh yeah, fine gang of people.
Now that was Frank's wife and his mother?
Yeah.
Her mother.
His mother.
She seemed to be enjoying it.
Oh, she did. Yeah. Yes, my fella.
Well, now she's another grandma. What's her name over there?
Todd. Yeah.
I mean, she's sporting about it.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of different, ain't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, them people. They sure enjoyed themselves yesterday afternoon.
You see, Grandma Todd never does anything with you all but what she's enjoyed much as anybody else.
Yeah.
You included. Is my impression. Frank Smith was in pretty good shape.
Yeah, he was in all of them. His family was in good spirits yesterday.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's the best, that's the most neutral I've seen, Frank. Down at the gas well, I never thought he was quite... You know, when he talked to you, he's never quite at ease or something. He always was pushing it or something.
Yeah, there's always a pressure there.
Yeah. And, of course, I didn't see him much out in the country. That's nice. Yeah, his brother Buddy. I'd love to hear him light in on it. Buddy. And he raises hogs.
Yeah.
And cusses. and fishes
and drinks.
I was down there one time and got something done, a little welding naturally. I think I was working on these old, I can't think of what it was, but it was a small job, and he was out with his truck on the road working. And he left a boy in charge there, and all that boy was doing was just anything that come in, he'd get as much out of it as he could and stick it in his pocket. I guess Buddy knew that.
Sure.
Well, it's just a small job I had done. But he charged me the full price for it. And I figured Buddy never heard about that. I don't know. I don't know how we live in these dry spells. They last so long. I see it's rained 2 inches, Cookie, since this last night, middle of the night.
Yeah, 2 inches.
According to my machine out there.
Mm.
Well, that's enough to keep get the oats up, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
And if it don't, turn off too cold, and make this grass go a little bit, won't it?
Sure, this grass will come on if it don't get awful cold.
Well, let me tell you. You know, last year when we put that ryegrass up here,
yeah,
and fertilized it, the ryegrass didn't have a chance because the bahia grew.
The bahia grew and grounded it out.
So that ought to teach you a lesson, oughtn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's what old Alvin was trying to tell us at that time, you see. What he found was you put your fertilizer out early. And then any warm spell, it'll make it grow. But he didn't put out any fertilizer. Did you get your wheel on? Just using your spare?
Yeah, I ain't found one yet.
What size wheels on it?
15. It takes 2 years of Cadillacs, only years will fit it. 59 and 60.
Oh. Old Clyde.
He got a 66 Cadillac and a 70 model Cadillac.
And no wrecks around that he can. How you gonna run across one?
I'll run across one in a few days.
Raising tools?
They ain't got one. I'd have to order it. Cost me $15. I ain't gonna want to pay $15 for one. New one, I
didn't know you could get one for $15.
You can get a new one for $15.
Well, it'd take them months to get it.
Or two.
See, now that wind setting in, and you're gonna have a little. Weather?
Well, it's going to get have a little cold snap here now for a few days.
Did it say?
No, but it usually does this time of year. After the rain, we'll have a few days cold snap.
Well, there's a lot of difference in a cold snap and a cool snap, you know, down here. It's been so long since I was up the country, I can't see. Well, the children had a good time yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, next time you can get Eddie.
I tried to get him to come over yesterday and he wouldn't do it.
What are they doing?
Nothing.
Picnic.
I asked him to come. Invited him over.
Yeah. Favorite thing.
There'd been enough room for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah, they might enjoy the company.
Sure they would. Meet some new people.
Yeah.
Make some new friends. That's the whole idea of the thing. Let people get acquainted.
Well, now, you learned your lesson about one thing. If they want to come out for a hayride, just let them put it on a deposit.
That's right. And if they come, why, all right. If they don't come, I'm the deposit ahead.
Yes.
It's just that simple.
Well, that deposit would bring them. They
yeah.
don't want to let that get away from them, do they?
No.
NBC report and commentary. Report events in the news.
Come on and go, go, go.
Yeah, Dudley. I just have a habit of setting those things down, so if I want to use them, I can.
Long before that, and certainly today, the songs and rallies, political intrigue, all form a composite of the own future. It's also a political tradition that in the last days before election, each party stages a final burst of serious and concentrated campaigning. This is Peter Hackus. Throughout this election year, the NBC News team has followed the candidates, touring with them, reporting speeches, attending parades, rallies, and $100 up late dinners. Tomorrow night, NBC News completes the job. From Election Central in New York and from key precincts across the nation, we'll provide full and comprehensive coverage, live, from start to finish. Join us on NBC Radio.
This is Garrick Utley, NBC News, New York. This is it, Election Eve, the end of the long political road that began in the winter cold of New Hampshire, passed through the scorching heat of Miami Beach in summer, and tomorrow ends as Americans walk amid falling leaves to their polling places. To many people, it will seem anticlimactic, with President Nixon headed for an easy victory. There is little of the excitement of 1968 or 1960 when John Kennedy barely won. It didn't seem that way when the Democratic hopefuls entered the primaries last March. Ed Muskie or Hubert Humphrey, both seemed able to give Richard Nixon a good run. And when George McGovern came out of political oblivion, there was sudden excitement. Perhaps he would be the candidate of the people, a man to revolutionize American politics. It hasn't happened that way, of course. Since the conventions, the presidential campaign has been as exciting as drinking a cup of lukewarm water. The polls show it. This year, the lines on Mr. Gallup's chart don't go up and down. There are just straight lines from left to right, from August until now, reflecting no significant change in public feeling about either candidate. Earlier this year, it appeared the campaign would be fought on hard issues, inflation, unemployment, and Vietnam. But it hasn't. The issue in this campaign has never been mentioned specifically by either candidate. It is change. George McGovern has called for drastic change in the way we live and run our country. Richard Nixon has promised, in effect, to maintain the status quo of mild, gradual change. Now, you can argue which position is correct, but there appears to be little argument which is favored by most voters. Richard Nixon seems headed for a big win tomorrow because people, basically, are afraid of the unknown. And change, especially the kind advocated by Senator McGovern, is unknown and therefore unpopular to most voters. Richard Nixon realized this basic fact, and all he has had to do is do nothing, or virtually nothing, little campaigning and speeches laced with reassuring generalities. Mr. Nixon's campaign attitude was summed up in a radio speech when he said that in domestic matters, he will reflect public opinion. What he was really saying is that you can count on me not to rock the boat. And evidently, that's what people want this year. Even so, this presidential campaign was a unique opportunity to discuss two opposing views of life and government. This was not just another campaign with little difference between the two candidates, because this fall we have been faced with a clear choice, not just in personalities, but in their beliefs. And yet, there has been little exciting or ennobling discussion. The closest President Nixon has come to discussing a specific issue is to vow that he will never grant amnesty to draft resistors. And the McGovern campaign has descended into the depths of wild emotional charges, no longer the calm, measured words that George McGovern used last spring. In all, a sad ending to the long political year. Garrick Upley, NBC News.
How's that sound?
Well, I don't know about it. I'm afraid everybody's going is out for a big setback. Only either way it goes.
With Brother Nixon too.
Yeah.
More taxes.
More taxes. Higher cost of living.
Yeah.
More war and no help on wages.
Well, you see, they get wages up in a few places, but they don't percolate on down.
They don't give the common man a chance. The common man don't have a Chinaman's chance to bait.
He don't have a fighting chance.
No. Just like me. I'm faced with about a $10,000. A $10,000 unjust debt that I there ain't no way I can get out of. Only pay it.
And you're covered with insurance?
Yeah. What good is insurance?
There you are. There you are.
even just.
And there's no help from any of them.
I got to pay $260 a month before I even eat.
You mean they've put it that hot, strong?
That strong.
So weird, I ain't.
There ain't no way out.
David Brinkley. Whether or not it is a landslide of votes, it will be a landslide of money, and already is. $300 million or more. About a third of a billion. It is impossible to get an exact figure on political money because there is so much deception and hanky-panky, so much lying, in fact, that no one will ever know how much was spent. But we do know it's been a tremendous amount. The scandal, and it is that, is not only in how the money is spent, but in how it is collected. Some of it comes from people who give small sums, $5, $10, $20, to candidates they like. But the biggest share of it comes from what can only be called fat cats, union leaders handing out their members' money, not their own, big business givers of various kinds, a lot of them who make money doing business with the government and paying what amounts to an insurance premium, to make certain they remain in favor and continue making money out of the government. As we know, every election year there are charges and rumors that somebody gave money and then got some special favor, a bank charter, a favorable tax ruling, something like that. Very few of these charges are ever proved. One reason is this. Generally, the public can depend on Democrats in office to prosecute the Republicans and the Republicans in office to prosecute the Democrats. Well, that seldom happens in these cases because both parties are more or less equally guilty, and neither wants to make a public issue out of it. So, mostly, it remains quiet. It is corrupting to the political system itself, and to those in it, and to the essential workings of the government. Politicians, being human, are more sympathetic to the wants and needs of those who give the money than of those who do not. This year, one person, one single individual, contributed $1 million. Many others gave thousands and hundreds of thousands. But one does not have to be a cynic to assume that these people will expect and will get special favors when and if they need and want them. In American private life, of course, it is assumed that people who have money can buy more than those who don't. But government favors should not be for sale, as they were sides of beef hanging in a supermarket. There have been some small, hesitant moves toward using government money for political campaigns. They are expensive, and the money has to come from somewhere. So this, in some form, may be the answer. But if it isn't that, or something like that, the country's political system will, in time, be totally corrupted by money and beyond repair. David Brinkley, NBC News, New York.
Well, I can't say that I learned too much. Have to try. They'll be able to regulate that campaign spending a little bit, but you see, but you take now down here, you see, the McGovern Committee in Lynchburg County, you see, they won't be accountable. They can put in advertisements and put up signs and all like that.
Yeah.
You can't send out letters and all. You can't keep track of all that.
No, just like old Sid Martin. And I was trying to get some VA disability. He said it was unjust because there was two members of my family working on public work. Unjust because there's two members of my family working. I wouldn't vote for him to be a dog catcher.
He always comes out way ahead, he don't need your vote.
Yeah, but I'll mock everybody else I can to keep him from giving and getting him a vote.
I never voted for him. I don't know. They must, up around Gainesville, I think that's where his following is. I don't know how big a following he has out in Hawthorne.
Not much. Not much. But over in Newberry and Lachey and up in there, he got a, he's heavy.
What is he?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He gotta get to Gainesville, that's where the votes are.
Oh yeah.
The rest of the county don't matter much.
If you can pull Gainesville, you got it whipped.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Well, I got to go.
You gotta travel.
Yeah.
Well, at least you won't have to go in the dust.
No, I sure won't.
Cookie, that money, that's gonna spread over a good period of time.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I got my lawyer on it today. I don't know what he'll come up with.
Between 3 and 4 years.
Little over 4 years. I got my lawyer on it today. I don't know what you're going to do about it.
Who's your lawyer?
Sigby Scruggs and Associates. Scruggs and Carmichael.
Which one of them you talk to?
Sigby.
You talk to Sigby?
Yeah. He's out, but he's getting ready to retire. He's not practicing much, but he relayed my problems to the fellow that's taking his place, Wilcox.
You think he's as mean as Sigsby?
Yeah, because he's a student, see. And he's working more or less under Sigsby. Students that are training for to be a school teacher, they'll go out and work under a school teacher for so long.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Already got his schooling, and now he's doing the...
Actual practice. So, I don't know what the outcome's going to be. I called the insurance commission this afternoon in Tallahassee, and I'm kicking the book. It's been 5 months. I have heard nothing from safety department, but yet the insurance commission in Gainesville said I had to buy this high rate of insurance. Well, it's unjust. if they don't hold that against me. I don't have to pay the high rate of insurance. I am due a refund on my insurance.
You didn't do anything.
I didn't do a thing, no. But the vehicle was in my name. And I authorized a minor under 18 to drive it. They're not holding him responsible. Holding me responsible.
Yeah.
His name is not even mentioned. It's my name.
3 days.
If I committed the awfulest crime on earth and I'm as innocent as you are. By golly. And I didn't fail to tell O'Malley to say that in Tallahassee today. And he said, "Mr. Cook, I see your point. We'll look further into it and see what we can do."
Oh, I see. You're going over the head of this Gainesville outfit.
Yes, sir.
Through Sigsbee?
Through Sigsbee. By his authorization. Heck, I'd rather give Sigsbee Scruggs $300 to fight this thing and get a little bit of freedom rather than to go and pay all this high rate of insurance for 6 years.
Oh, yes, it's that on top of all this damage.
Right.
God almighty, they getting you every which way.
They've got me out of the, I can't even turn. I got to walk straight now. I can't bobble no way. That's right. Yeah, I tell you, it's just about more than I can stomach.
And you're the only one to do it.
Yeah.
I'll be damned. Yes, that high rate of insurance. Oh, they really shoot that up, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was paying $132 a year, I'm paying $348 a year on a vehicle now.
And you got to pay that on every vehicle in your name?
Right. Absolutely. That little Ford out this weekend, see if we can sell it.
I couldn't buy a barbecued goat. Place out here, see, I don't make a nickel out of it. Don't make a nickel out of it. Not a nickel. And I thought there for a while, you see, we'd be able to, that was a year where we were all doing things out here. I'd be able to work it in up there. And I'd get some money from them to sort of help me. And they could use it more.
Yeah.
But you see, that fell through. That fell through. It's just the way they think up there. They don't do anything but sit at a desk. That's all they do. I told you about them way back, and it's just the same thing I told you.
Well, it's getting worse all the time. It's getting worse.
So you won't get anything out of that crowd. I mean, there's no possible way, you see, that you can work in with that crowd. Not anymore. Not any possible way.
Well, there's a possibility that I'll quit working for the university. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. I'm not going to stand for a company like this insurance company. All this money that I owe them, which is unjust, I'm not going to stand up and let them take all of my salary but 20%.
For 4 years.
That's right. Just because my wife is working. I just damn sure ain't going to do it. I can make too much money out of here horse trading.
And that won't go through anybody's?
That ain't none of nobody's business.
Nobody's business.
And if they attempt it, that's just how sure that I'll hang it up and start horse trading. That's just how sure I'll do it.
Yeah, the only thing is, you see, you've got a toehold out there, and that's, it's your stage. You see, all this hadn't come up, you'd have an easy time the rest of your time.
That's right, I've got it made, I've got it easy. But, I should know within the next 30 days, it'll take them some time to kick the buck around and get to the bottom of the whole thing. They can't do it overnight.
Oh, no.
I should know within the next 30 days, 30 to 60 days.
Yeah.
What they come up with, what they find out. And, you see, this state insurance commissioner, Tom Alley, in Tallahassee, he had a folder on this accident, but he didn't have all the facts about it. They had withheld the facts in Gainesville.
Oh.
You see, I made a statement, and Margaret Herbert down at Copeland Insurance Company made a statement. Which will then lay Copeland Insurance Company liable for all of my liabilities. I stated the truth and she backed it up. So therefore, they withheld that from the state commissioner, Tom O'Malley. And when I opened that book today, why it gave him a different picture of the whole situation. So I have a good chance of coming out of it. And getting my truck paid for, fixed, getting all this other paid for. By
Copeland Insurance.
Copeland Insurance. Sure have.
Boy, they can really finagle now to save their own hide.
You see what they did, Guy? From the second day of June until the 17th day of July, They held my money order, didn't cash it. Then when I sent this, when they got this report, accident report, which was about the 14th of July, they sends my money order back. They received it on the 3rd. Because it was stamped on it, received on the 3rd.
Oh, they bumped your insurance before the accident.
That's what it looks like, but still they held my money. Well, here's what they did. They've held that for a period of time. Probably they do everybody that away, so they can get out of paying these tremendous claims. Hartford Insurance Company in Hartford, Connecticut is a big insurance company. They got money. And Hartford is backing Aetna Casualty. Well, both companies have got big money. That's what Tom O'Malley told me today.
Oh.
That's his suspicion of it as it stands now. You see, they hold that money for a period of 3 months. And if anything happens within that 3 months, well, they can just reverse the money order and cancel the insurance, just like that. So what good is insurance if they're going to carry on like that?
Yeah.
I'll never send them another money order. I'll guarantee you. I'll send them a cashier's check. They got 10 days to cash it.
Oh, is that right? Is that right?
That's right. They got 10 days. I'll send them a cashier's check. From now on, I don't care who it is, what insurance company it is.
They got 10 days to cash it.
That's right. They're either in or they're out, one.
Well. Well, Cookie, here's the thing. You've got a big operation. You see, you're on the road so much, you and the others up there. And it just scares the living daylights out of me, you see, just to get out on the road between here and Gainesville.
Well, I make 4 trips a day from Hawthorne to Gainesville.
Yes. And you see, they can get me if I get stuck out on the road. They can get me.
Sure.
And they'll fine me for getting stuck.
Well, like I tell them over there, there ain't a man in the country buys more gasoline than I do.
That's just like that woman that ran into Laura coming out of the cemetery.
Yeah.
They find her, she went to all the expense, and they find her for running into her. She didn't see her.
Yeah.
She didn't do it on purpose.
No.
And how in the world you would find anybody for accident when they is beyond me? That's what they do.
Sure.
They do it all up and down the line, from the highway patrol clear on down to the deputies.
Yeah, and the city police.
Yes.
Because they got the authority and they can get away with it.
Now, that's not something. Is that not something, you see?
See, they charge her $37.50. All right, it would cost her $50 to go to lawyer to force it.
Yeah.
See what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
She just saved $12.50 by going ahead and paying the dang fine.
Yes. That's right.
Because the lawyer won't look at you for less than $50.
Oh, no.
It cost me $300 to get Sidney Scruggs to represent me. But I'd rather give him $300 to give his dang insurance company $1,080 for 6 years.
Yeah.
That's just that simple. Well, I've got to get out of here and go. I've got the headache and I've got a lot of things to do. Lord,
mercy. Gotta keep moving?
Yeah, gotta get them old horses loaded up.
God, you can't do that in the dark.
If I get it done, I'll have to do it in the dark.
There's no time to load horses.
Dang, the time you get. Time to get off work and get here. It's dark, you might say.
Well, it's dark already. Today is cloudy. Well, we get a pretty day. There comes the rest of them.
Say, Rick?
Hmm?
Oh, huh? The cows.
No, Faye and Rick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rick was up trying and he brought Faye out. Yeah, it's too dark and nasty tonight. Came off from town, left all my stuff. I got soaking wet, you see. Faye's telephone wouldn't answer.
Yeah?
And it was sprinkling a little bit, and I thought, well, I can walk on. Well, it got harder and harder. The time I got there, I dripped. The only thing was drying my underpants. Well, I had my boots. I had on my boots.
Yeah.
You know, I've lived with that fan all summer.
Buddy, we've lived by one, too.
And it wasn't just in the room, Cookie. It was right on me. First time in my life I ever just stood or sat in a fan. Right on me. It's been that way since July.
Yeah?
Way back.
Helen tell you yesterday she bought me another trailer?
She brought up the trailer.
Yeah.
That's 18 foot long.
18 feet long and 7 feet wide and 6 foot and a half tall. It's a utility type of trailer.
Full of bunks?
No, it ain't got nothing in it. It's empty.
You can put anything you want to.
I can put anything I want to.
Well, how'd you? I'd never seen anything like that.
I just lucked into it. Saw it advertised in the paper.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. See, running gear out from under a trailer like that cost you some money.
What?
The running gear, the axles, and the frame, and all that cost you a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, it's got plywood floor in it. metal outside, two by two studding like that, all the way over. It's really fixed up pretty sturdy.
Old one?
Yeah.
Well, the old one's a study, huh?
Yeah. And, but this fella, what had happened is the main inner body had deteriorated, and he just took it off, and it's a homemade rig. He made it himself. Built square. It's square. They advertised in the paper. Won $300 for it. I went over and looked at it. Didn't know I wasn't getting that much. But I told them what I would get. He had to study about a couple of days. He called me up and told me he was going to let me have my treasure. So I went over and gave him the cash and took to the trailer and took it on home.
Oh, you already done it?
I've done it.
You didn't linger on that.
It wasn't time for linger.
Yeah. But it's weather. Proof?
Weatherproof. It don't leak nowhere. And it's solid aluminum, it's aluminum sheeting all the way over it, all around it.
Well, he got right smart on that, hadn't he?
Yeah. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to get it, put it wherever I'm going to leave it. I'm going to unbolt the top from the bottom, from the frame, just jack it up, set it on blocks, leave it set there. Pull my frame out from under it and go ahead and build my trailer the way I want it.
Oh.
My stock trailer.
Oh. Oh, gee, can you do that?
Yes, sir. That was the whole idea in the thing. Gosh, you go out here at the Sears Roebuck and buy a 7x10 utility shed, and it'll cost you $125.
Oh, yes.
Well, this is 18 feet long, 7 feet wide, 6 feet tall. And I ain't got $300 in it by no means.
So you can block it up and just pull the frame out from under it.
Right. It's got a 4-inch channel iron frame on it.
And you can take that out?
I'm going to take that out.
And put it on 2x4s, or?
Imagine put it on 4x4s and cement blocks.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. You won't need much for your cement blocks.
Just enough to get it off of the ground. To keep it from growing dampness and rot.
Yeah.
So it'll stay dry, see?
Yeah. Well, you want to get up high enough where you can stick your head under it.
I figure 2 blocks high.
Well, that's not very high.
I don't want it too high.
2 blocks? Will that do it?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to get all the way under it. You can just get it from the side, and it's just 7 foot wide. So that's all there is to it,
yeah.
Isn't it?
And,
but you're going to put the block solid?
Yeah. No.
Just every 3 feet or something?
About every 3 or 4 feet, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that way you can stick your head under there.
Anyway. Pull that undercarriage out of there and build me a stock trailer like I want.
Mm-hmm.
Got 5 real good tires with it.
See, yeah, it's going to fit the Cadillac, though.
No, they're 16-inch.
Yeah.
And No, if you went and bought those axles, they'd cost you. Just the axles and the brakes would cost you $200.
Oh, yeah. What would, what busted in your wheel?
The rim off the outside.
And it won't weld.
I'd be afraid to trust it.
There's too much motion there.
Too much friction on it.
Yeah. Well, the welding would be more trouble than just buying a new wheel.
Yeah. Then you'd never balance it with all that welding built up on there.
Yeah.
You can't win for losing. I can't. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all.
Well, hell, Cookie, you can't make any bones over $15 for a wheel. Hell.
I ain't gonna take $15 for a wheel. I'm gonna get one for $3.
Well, you better go ahead and get what you can, and so you can make more fixing your stock trailer than you can shopping around for a $3 wheel.
Yep, when I move that son of a gun where I want to take it, I'll probably bust another one. It's heavy. Mister, it's heavy.
Is it?
I hit a couple bumps, bringing some gains from blaming my tailpipes didn't drag.
Oh,
on my Cadillac.
Is that heavy?
Yes, sir. But when I take all that body off of there, well, it'll be just right. Build my frame on there like I want it.
Yeah. Well, he didn't build a mobile home, did he?
No.
That's where the catch was, I guess.
Yeah, it was. But like I say, the undercarriage has brought him. I mean, if you went and bought that undercarriage under there, the axles and the frame would cost you $300.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I've got me a good utility shed for nothing,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. That's right.
It's got electric brakes on it. It's got good tires on it.
Yes. And just put it where you want it. Now you want to put it where it gets the air. Where the air blows. But you use that. Well, you use it all year round.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to make me a tack. I'm going to fix me a tack room in one end of it.
Are you?
Yeah, some place to hang my harness and my saddles, by
yeah.
Golly.
Well, what are you going to do for windows?
Well, I've got three jealous windows at home.
It doesn't have any in it?
No, about that there. They're about 2 foot wide and about 3 foot long. I'm just going to cut a hole out and stick them in there.
Yeah. Well, that's the only trouble with the chairs you've got down there. You don't have enough ventilation. But you could get ventilation, you see, just changing your windows.
I'm going to build my tack room on one end of it to hang my harness in.
Yeah. And get it out of the weather.
I tried in my saddles.
Get them out of the weather.
Put my double tree and single tree, neck
tool. Well, I tell you, now if you're going to put all that stuff in there, you better close it up.
I'm going to close the one end solid. There ain't going to be no window in it. By golly.
And you see, no matter where you put it, you won't be there all the time, and somebody going to know what you got in it.
Well, I'm going to get some insurance on it.
Yes, sir.
Better that insurance wouldn't be worth a dime. It'd just be like the rest I got. Not worth a dime.
Not worth a dime. It's all right, but you see the beauty of this one down here is you haven't had anything down there of any value. If they break in, you see, they're just getting something that won't be much worse to them, use to them. But if you get all that harness,
they get in there now, they could get a. I think it's sure enough clean, yeah.
Oh, you got stuff in there now?
I got full sets of harness in there.
Oh. Well, that one little catch on there not gonna hold anybody.
I ain't got no place else to put it. I can't haul it around all the time in my trunk of my Cadillac.
No.
I ain't got enough room.
You ain't got enough room.
I got no other choice on it to put it down there. Take it home, them bastards up there steal it just worse than it would down here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they've already stole my buggy harness.
Don't tell me.
Sure did. Stole my buggy harness. And one saddle.
They will.
I'm going to carry my new saddle and talk to my Cadillac. No, I ain't gonna steal. They ain't gonna steal it. It's out there in the trunk of it right now.
They just know. They just fog you around and know that you're gonna have something. So all they got to do is open up and see what you got. Cause you don't travel empty-handed. You can't beat them, Cookie. They get you. I haven't got anything out here that's value like you have. Ain't anything. Not even these old television set. They wouldn't be worth breaking in for. Yes, sir.
So are you going to eat with us?
No, I got to go. Heck,
are you sure? Well,
I should have been gone.
I would just put on another little thing.
My gosh, I should have been gone. But I'm. I tell you, I had a full day yesterday.
Before you came over here?
Gosh, I've been working since. Heck yeah, I was over at the trailer up there. I took Frank to work about 8:45.
Oh, that early?
Yeah. Sure enough, yes sir. And then I hooked up when Frank was there before he left. We drove it out in Evanston and back around.
Oh, yeah.
Back in home, I unhooked and tied my horses up. And then the other people came and I hooked back up again. And
yeah.
Went out for another round.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now let me tell you,